Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra today. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end today. High alert for flash floods issued in 13 districts of Bihar following massive discharge of water from Kosi and Gandak barrages. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. And Gulveer Singh wins 5,000 meters race at World Athletics Continental Tour in Japan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Pune Metro section of District Court to Swargate. More from our correspondent.
Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the Pune Metro section between District Court to Swargate. This marks the completion of Phase 1 of the Pune Metro Rail Project. Further, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Swargate-Katraj extension of Pune Metro. Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of Government of India. This is situated 20 kilometers south of Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. The existing terminal building of Solapur has been revamped to serve more than 4 lakh passengers annually. In addition, Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for memorial for Kranti Jyoti Savitribai Phule's first girls' school at Bhidewara. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. This will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It'll also be the fourth episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It'll also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Assembly elections in J&K are being held in three phases. While more than 61% polling was recorded in the first phase, second phase witnessed over 56% voter turnout. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. All eyes are now focused on the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 40 assembly segments, including Bandipora, will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent takes a look at this assembly seat.
Bandipora is a key constituency in North Kashmir where 19 candidates are in the fray whose fate will be decided on 1st of October in the third phase. The candidates are busy in luring maximum number of voters in their favour. There are 1,16,326 voters in the assembly constituency. Election Commission has set up 144 polling stations in the assembly constituency, among which 5 are pink, entirely to be managed by the female polling staff. All necessary facilities have been ensured in each polling station. The administration has also been conducting awareness programs and a sweep to ensure that a good turnout is recorded in the constituency. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Bihar, several low-lying areas have been submerged due to massive water discharge from two biggest barrages on Gandak and Kosi rivers. Over the past few days, catchment areas of Nepal and northern Bihar are witnessing heavy rainfall, following which Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda and their tributaries are swollen. Flash flood alert has been issued in 13 districts. According to Disaster Management Department, 1,41,000 people have been affected due to floods in 20 blocks in the state. all the 56 sluice gates of Kosi Barrage in Supaul have been opened to ease the pressure. More than 6 lakh cusecs of water has been released from Kosi Barrage, which is the highest in 56 years. Traffic has been stopped on Indo-Nepal Road till further orders in view of high pressure and overtopping of water in Birpur. From Gandak Barrage, more than 5.5 lakh cusecs of water has been released. The instant impact is being witnessed in Supaul, Saharsa, Madhubani, Katihar, Araria, West Champaran, East Champaran and Sitamarhi districts, where flood waters spread in several areas. We have more from our correspondent.
The Water Resources Department has set up a special war room at Patna to monitor and address issues related to flood. This will work round the clock for next 72 hours. All flood divisions under the department are vigilant and patrolling is being carried out on embankments. Villagers from low-lying area and embankments area are being evacuated to safer places. 8 rivers including Gandak, Kosi, Bagmati, Kamla Balan are flowing above danger level at several places. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. He said this while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York last night. Dr. Jaishankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism.
Pakistan's cross-border terrorism policy will never succeed, and it can have no expectation of impunity. On the contrary, actions will certainly have consequences. The issue to be resolved between us is now only the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and, of course, the abandonment of Pakistan's long-standing attachment to terrorism.
The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that Pakistan's misdeeds have affected others as well, especially the neighborhood.
Many countries get left behind due to circumstances beyond their control. But some make conscious choices with disastrous consequences. A premier example is our neighbor, Pakistan. Unfortunately, their misdeeds affect others as well, especially the neighborhood. When this polity instills such fanaticism among its people, its GDP can only be measured in terms of radicalization and its exports in the form of terrorism.
The External Affairs Minister said the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said that whether it is the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions.
We must also recognize that conflicts themselves must be resolved. The world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale, no more than be impervious to its broader consequences. Whether it is the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. These sentiments must be acknowledged and acted upon.
Dr. Jaishankar called for reforming multilateralism, saying the urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of the UNGA session, leaving no one behind. He said that an effective, efficient, and more representative UN is essential.
The urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of this session. Leaving no one behind means advancing peace, ensuring sustainable development, and strengthening human dignity. This cannot be delivered by a UN paralyzed when faced with division, conflict, terrorism, and violence. Nor can it be advanced if access to food, fuel, and fertilizer is jeopardized. When capturing markets lacks restraint, it damages the livelihood and social fabric of others.
Following the death of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in a strike by Israeli Defense Forces, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a warning to Iran and asserted that those who target Israel will face consequences. He said no location in Iran or the Middle East is beyond Israel's reach. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel settled accounts with someone who was responsible for the murders of countless Israelis and many nationals of other countries. He emphasized that the killing of Hassan Nasrallah was crucial in achieving the goal of returning Israeli hostages. Twin bomb blasts rocked Mogadishu and the Middle Shabelle region of Somalia yesterday. As per police reports, at least 6 people lost their lives and 10 others were injured in the deadly explosions. The blasts occurred in 2 separate locations, one near the National Theatre in Mogadishu, about a kilometre from the president's office, and another in a livestock market in Jowhar City. It was not immediately clear who had carried out the attacks. In cricket, Bangladesh will resume their first innings at 107 for 3 against India on the third day of the second test match at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur this morning. The day 2 of the test match was called off without a ball being bowled due to rain. For Bangladesh, Muminul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn on day 1. Gulveer Singh, a 26-year-old Indian athlete, won the gold medal in the men's 5,000 meters race at the World Athletics Continental Tour in Japan yesterday. He set a new national record with a time of 13 minutes and 11.82 seconds. This broke his own previous record of 13 minutes and 18.92 seconds, which he had set earlier this year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Lakshadweep and Kerala today. The IMD also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. The weather agency said that light to moderate rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Delhi for the upcoming 2 days. World Heart Day is being celebrated across the globe today. Every year on the 29th of September, this day is observed to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases, CVDs, and promote heart health globally. The day serves as a reminder for individuals, governments, and health organizations to take proactive measures in preventing heart-related conditions, which remain the leading cause of death worldwide. This year's theme is Use Heart for Action, which encourages individuals to take proactive steps in caring for their hearts and promoting a heart-healthy environment in their communities. To mark this occasion, Union Minister of Minority Affairs and Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, flagged off a 3-kilometre marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He also extended his wishes to the public on the occasion of World Heart Day and urged them to promote heart health. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sunil. Global peace and prosperity being under threat were the key themes of External Affairs Minister Jaishankar's address to the 79th UN General Assembly, writes the Hindustan Times. The Tribune headline reads, Pak facing karma, Jaishankar warns of terror consequences. Mumbai police is on high alert after security threat tip-off by central intelligence agencies, reports the Statesman. The killing of Hezbollah chief by Israel is front-page news in many dailies. Israel decimates Hezbollah, headlines the Pioneer. Floods and landslides have killed 66 persons in Nepal and Hurricane Helene has caused 47 deaths in the US, reports the Indian Express. And finally, to tackle the rising incidence of cattle straying on the railway tracks and two-wheelers crossing over, the Indian Railways has designed a new metal fencing called W-beam, which is first being installed on Mumbai-Ahmedabad route, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra today. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end today. High alert for flash floods issued in 13 districts of Bihar following massive discharge water from Kosi and Gandak barrages. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. And Gulveer Singh wins 5,000 meters race at World Athletics Continental Tour in Japan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.